900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 7:18. Beautiful 59 degrees on our way to 81, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by a couple of Graveling Cycle Hall of Famers, Dan Hughes and Christy Moan. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm doing great.
Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Glad to have you in, Christy. Huge week. And that, I think,
it's a
is
big one.
I was going to say, that's an understatement, because it sounds like you're going to be blasting prior records when it comes to participation here.
Yeah, we're closing in on 5,000, so it's a big year for us, for sure.
What is leading to getting this? I mean, this is far and away the biggest unbound that we've seen. I mean, we were at 4,000. What is it, last year? We were closing in on 4,000 before COVID. What's leading to this being as big as it is?
People love it. It's a great place to come ride your bikes. And I think not only has Emporia been a great host town, but we're heading back north, so we're going to get to see some of those towns like Eskridge and Alma, Alta Vista, Council Grove. They all get to play a part in the event this year as well. So it's fun for the area, for sure.
Well, this has been an explosion in growth, to put it mildly, Christy. 34 participants in 2006, over 4,000 last year. And I know in talking to you year after year after year, it's not so much the numbers, but you know, you want to make sure that you try to control these numbers too, because this is really about the experience for many riders, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. And you've got, you know, Dan over there was one of those first 34 riders. So you can talk to somebody that's lined up at the very beginning and has seen it all the way to this point.
Dan, what got you interested in Unbound and its predecessor here? You know, this is, what, 15 to 20 years ago now, since Unbound's been on the calendar. What got you interested in cycling, and specifically what got you interested in Unbound and its predecessor?
Well, I was, when I was a kid, I grew up as a distance runner, and I ran a marathon at the age of 14 and or 15, and I decided, boy, this is terrible. I never want to do this again. So I picked up a bike and started riding long distances, and Unbound and its predecessor was a challenge. I didn't know if I could even do 200 miles. It seemed crazy to me, so I think the 34 intrepid souls that lined up that first year in 2006 were probably of like minds. It just seemed like a pretty big ask to go ride 200 miles in the Flint Hills. But when you get out there and you see the beauty of it and the community support for it, I think every one of those 34 riders came back and was instantly turned into an evangelist for the event and helped spread the word that there was something amazing going on in Emporia, Kansas. So to see it grow from 34 to 5,000 seems improbable to me, but I can understand exactly why, because there's plenty of room out there on the gravel for everybody, and they each have an experience that they come home with and get to keep in their pocket forever.
Well, yeah, you've experienced virtually every aspect of Unbound here, Dan. You've won it four times, and you've also you have competed in the XL as well.
Yep, I was one of the fortunate few to get called up the first year in the first running of the XL, and I think I made it 174 miles before. Every year when I do an Unbound event, there's a moment where I think I'm tired of this, and I still have a long way to go. And that's part of the metamorphosis, I think, that people go through when they do an event like this, is that they get to some dark spots, and sometimes they push on through and they ride the next wave. And when they're coming down Commercial Street, they come down that street a changed person. But I was unable to finish that first XL, and that, of course, made me want to come back and get a little revenge lap the next year. So I finished it the year after that, and I swore I would never do it again. And then this year, I signed up with my fiance Paulina. We won the tandem category last year in the 200, and she said we should do the 350 this year. And Christy can attest to this. I begged and pleaded to have some other job to do during event weekend, so I didn't have to do the 350. But Paulina is forging on, and she's lined up for the 350. You know, as a five-time finisher of the 200-mile distance and an Emporia local, I'm equal parts excited for her and terrified. But there's a challenge out there for everybody, and she's going to find hers just like everybody else is.
I have to ask, Dan, given kind of the how things go here, and things can change so much, even, you know, if the route is the same, the experience can be totally different from year to year. Talk a little bit about kind of how your experience goes while you're on the course, you know, from the start to the finish, regardless of how far you're actually able to get.
Well, I mean, it's, as you say, the gravel, and one of the things I love about gravel is that it's malleable. It changes. Sometimes the graders come through and you've got miles and miles of big chunky gravel, and sometimes you've got sections that it's tailwinds and it seems like it's downhill and everything is going great. So I think on any given day, it's about going in with a good plan and trying to have some expectations, but then being willing to modify those expectations depending on conditions. Last year would be a great example with the mud. You know, Paulina went into that event with slightly different aspirations, but as the day went on and we were forced to walk our bike on the verge because the mud was just impassable, we actually salvaged, I think, something pretty good out of it. And it would not have been the same event had we not had those hardships. So I feel like going into it and then being able to ride that wave of dark and then light is a pretty big part of it.
And we're joined by Dan Hughes, who, of course, is a Graveling Cycle Hall of Famer. Christy Moen, a Hall of Famer, too, both in the 2022 class. And the induction ceremonies will be at the Granada Theater this year, coming up on Wednesday night. And Christy, also the marketing manager for Lifetime. This is a Lifetime event. Christy, North Course, how different is it from the South? I mean, is the gravel a bit different in some areas there?
Yeah, it's chunkier gravel, and there's a lot more of the punchier climbs. They're not, you don't get the big long ones, but you get lots of them repeating, you know, one right after the other. We've got a lot more of the minimum maintenance roads up there that we're going to be utilizing that we think are some of the things that make the event special. So it's going to be great.
Dan mentioned here about last year where we had a lot of the rainfall with riders on the course. The way the current forecast is setting up, we're looking at you know, at least a decent chance of rain Thursday into Friday. So this could be more mud kind of established and maybe trying to get firmed back up again here. So, Christy, how does that possibly change the ride here for riders versus, you know, the last couple of years?
Well, I think that's what's special about it, is that, you know, you can be fast and you can be performance driven out there on the course, but really those are only factors for so much of it. The rest of it really kind of comes down to your ability to adapt, your ability to endure, your ability to be self-sufficient on the bike and you know, keep your head in the right space of facing those challenges that not only Mother Nature but the course is going to throw at you. And I think it mixes up the race and plays into the dynamic, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that all plays out this year.
Well, Christian, we get all kinds of riders, novice to you've got the best pros in the mm-hmm. world that will be launching in the elite categories. I think the elite men at 5:50 Saturday morning, elite women 6:05, and then the 200 itself starts at 6:30. It seems like that's part of the experience, too, is, you know, for these participants making so many relationships that last a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got lots of these elites have found host families here that they love to come back and visit again. And, you know, a lot of them have been here at least for the past week or so, and they've connected to the community, and they just love coming here. It's one of them told me the other day it's the Girona of the United States, Emporia is. And I thought that was an interesting comparison. I was like, okay, well, I'll take that. That's pretty cool. But and they all, one of them the other day was like, is everything closed on Memorial Day? And I'm like, well, yeah. They're like, that's very European. Well, I think we're all resting for the week.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Anyway, doubt about that. Dan, is relationships, you know, the relationships you built, you've been here a lot, basically, since the start. Is that part of this whole experience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I'm just speaking anecdotally here, but, you know, courses come and go, and you can debate which year was the toughest year and whether or not North courses are harder than South courses and all that, but really the family that I feel like I come home to every year in Emporia is honestly what brings me back year after year after year. It's those relationships, and you know, some of my dearest friends were dragged kicking and screaming to this event. They didn't want to come and do it, but they were forced by their sponsor or whatever, and then they got here and they were literally and figuratively blown away by the beauty of the event and the welcomingness of the community. And they took that and went home and made their own events, but they keep coming back year after year because it is something incredibly special happening in the Flint Hills of Kansas, and specifically Emporia, that it's not been replicated worldwide. And for a cycling, from a cycling perspective, you know, Kansas is not often thought of as, or previously wasn't thought of, I think, as a hotbed of cycling. But for the world's cycling eyes to be focused on Emporia, Kansas, every late May, early June, is pretty much, it's a pretty gratifying testament to the work that people like Christy and others have done and the way the community has supported this event, because it is truly world-class and special.
Well, organizers, Dan, organizers have always kept that in mind and always wanted to have the best experience for the riders and the cyclists and everybody that's associated with them coming in since this got started. But from your perspective, aside from the growth in the numbers, how has the rider experience changed here in town? Not on the course so much, but here in town.
Well, I mean, I think you look around at, and Christy could speak to this better than I could, given that she's been a local there, but I've been coming to Lawrence to Emporia for close to 20 years. Sorry, got some gravel dust. And, you know, the growth of restaurants and shopping opportunities, and I would think that between Unbound and the Dynamic Discs Open, those are the events that keep putting Emporia back on the map sporting-wise. So, yeah, it's. I like to say that I'm from Lawrence, so I like to say that Lawrence is the coolest city in Kansas, but Emporia is a close second.
Well, we're cool, right, Christy? Come on, we got some cool.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say. I was gonna say Dan is so wrong about but that's okay. I still love him. It's yeah, Emporia is by far the coolest city in Kansas.
Well, yeah, Christy, let's talk about the itinerary here, and we kind of alluded to we've got the Hall of Fame activities on Wednesday. Kind of set the lineup for us this week when things get going.
Sure. You've got, you said it, the Hall of Fame. The group ride is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., so anybody can join that. It's down at 8th and Commercial. And then we roll into the celebration festivities that are happening at the Granada Theater that evening with the new class of inductees. We've got four new inductees coming in for the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. And I want to make sure everyone understands that's not a lifetime event. There's a whole separate group of people that are doing all of the work behind the scene on that. And Leland Danes and Jason Strobing are definitely leading the charge on making sure the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame continues to grow and expand. And then back to the lifetime events, we kick off Thursday at 2 p.m. the Expo opens. So you've got the All Things Gravel Expo sponsored by the City of Emporia that's happening on Thursday and Friday. The XL rolls out on Friday at 4 p.m., and the exciting piece on that is you can come down and see them take off in front of the Granada Theater. We're turning it back onto Commercial. It's turned into a big enough thing of its own that those XL riders will get to start in front of the Granada Theater as well, which is really cool. And then you mentioned, you know, the marquee 200-mile distances, they start on Saturday at 5:50, and then you can be down there in Emporia watching those start lines take off clear until I believe it's either 9 or 9:30 a.m. because we go down from, you know, top to bottom, 200 miles, 100 miles, 50s, and then the 25-milers. So, and the juniors have their own start line this year, too, which is also pretty cool. So there's lots to see and do. And then the finish line party. I mean, talking to Casey Woods, we're expecting 20 to 25,000 people to come down and cheer those athletes back in. And you want to be part of that. It's just a great thing to see the testament of these humans that are out there completing these distances.
Indeed. Yeah, and packet pickup will be 10 until 7 at the Lyon County History Center. We'll be there from 10 until noon on Friday talking to all kinds of riders from all over the country and all over the world. That's always a great experience for us, getting to talk to some of these riders and hearing some great stories. And there are many great stories, even pre-race, to share.
Yeah.
And a lot of people coming back for not just their first, but second, sometime third and fourth experiences here with Unbound. So it is a big week here in Emporia. And Christy, looks like riders and their entourages have been starting to arrive.
They're here. It's like ants, right? Like they're starting to come out.
There they are.
You've seen them everywhere. It's great.
Really quickly, Christy, just a quick reminder here, I guess, rules of the road for cyclists and also for drivers here today, because there is going to be such a huge influx of cyclists from places that are not really familiar to these riders.
Yep, that is true. The rules of the road are in effect. Obviously, we tell the cyclists that. I do want to remind our local Emporians that these cyclists are coming here and their heads are in the clouds. They are so excited to be here, and they may not be paying as much attention as they should be. So although we try to communicate regularly and often, make sure that you are paying attention as well and looking out for their safety and helping them out through their time here. The City of Emporia has done a good job on their Facebook page putting up those group ride routes so you can see the impacted areas if you're looking to try to avoid some of the mass bigger groups that are going to be out there on group rides Thursday and Friday. But heads up, they're here. Although, like I said, we've asked them to obey the rules of the road, sometimes they just are excited to be here and they're not paying as close attention as we'd like. But the communication's been there, and we just appreciate the support and help on the local side as well.
It looks like, Christy, there are a lot of group rides. Is that open basically to anyone that wants to participate?
Yep.
Okay.
Anyone that wants to participate can come. You can find all that information on the website, unboundgravel.com. We do ask you to sign up. There is a waiver there, and we will have people there. They all launch from 8th and Commercial. So if you're even unsure about it, you can come down to 8th and Commercial Thursday, Friday, and find people to ride with. It's pretty cool.
Well, this is obviously a massive event, and Christy, you're good on volunteers because it takes a lot of people to make sure this thing all goes off properly.
I think there might be a few holes. Tasia Markowitz is our volunteer coordinator. I know we're sitting pretty well. I think we have over 1,400 volunteers signed up, which is impressive, and it's heartwarming, honestly. But because we just couldn't do it without the volunteers, and so we're excited. But you can always check that on our website as well, or Tasia Markowitz, like I said, is our volunteer coordinator, and she's got her eyes on the prize on that.
All right, Dan, really quickly, you'd mentioned here that you wanted to have additional duties or extra duties or other duties here this week with your fiance doing the 350. What duties do you have?
You know, I think I'm in a role with Lifetime as a content specialist. But I've been pronouncing that content specialist as of late because I'm pretty happy writing stories and taking pictures, being part of the gravel family and getting to tell stories not only from the front of the race but the middle of the race and the back of the race is why I'm still involved. So I think my role on race day will be to cover the front of the men's race, but I'll be watching the blue dot on Paulina's tracker on the XL riders and watching that pretty closely overnight as well. But that's one of the things I love about the event in general is that there's so many shared stories that, you know, when I was winning the thing, I would stay in the finisher booth until I couldn't stand it anymore because I just wanted to see all those people come in and hear all their stories. So getting to tell those stories now is really pretty special, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, just about 5,000 stories to tell out there.
Here
this weekend. That's it. Okay. Dan, hey, appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Christy, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you, guys. We really appreciate your support, and I hope you know that.
All right, appreciate it, Christy. Have a great day. Yeah, Christy Moen, who's the marketing manager with Lifetime, also a gravel riding Hall of Famer, along with Dan Hughes, who was a four-time winner of Unbound and is also a member of the Gravel Hall of Fame as well. Joining us on our primetime newsmaker, it is Unbound Week, Chuck.
It is Unbound Week like none other, with all the people that are coming in here or in town already here for the activities, which officially are going to be taking place here this week. Want to let you know that as far as our newsmaker spots at 7:20 for our weekday interviews, the only spot we have available happens to be Friday. So if you want that one or one of those coming up here next week, let us know. 620-342-1400 or email us, Keith. KVUE at KVUE.com. Our newsmaker guest tomorrow is Southwick House Executive Director Susan Brinkman, talking about those plans to purchase and convert the property at 115 East Logan into transitional housing.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. It is 7:38, 60 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Grab your friends and family and head out to the Flint Hill Rodeo in Strong.